We've got a public hearing on ordinance 1-2018, additional appropriation from Edit, the amount of $21,834. It's on the second Midlake project. Ordinance 2, additional appropriation from Rainy Day for ADA compliance, the amount of $256,207. And the comprehensive plan of 22-927. Ordinance 3, additional appropriation from Edit for the Pantheon Theater preservation, the amount of $27,000. You come up and speak for or against.
Call our council meeting for February 26th. If everyone would stand for the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the citizens of this body, guide us tonight and the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Jim Westcott.
Here.
Wayne Chapman.
Here.
Brian Rowe.
Here.
Dan Rappelett.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Mary Lopin.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion approve the agenda.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the agenda as presented. Question?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Rappelett?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Next is approval of the February 12th minutes.
Motion to approve the February 12th minutes.
Second.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Rappelett?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Do we not have minutes from the set? Do we have a special meeting? Next meeting then. We'll just get February 5th. Okay, petitions, memorials, and monstrances. We now move to committee chair reports. Now I'm reporting city officers. We want to old business. First up is ordinance 1-2018, additional appropriation, second Midlake project, the amount of $21,834. First reading was February 12th.
Motion for second reading. And we had a public hearing prior to the full reading.
And a motion.
Second.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Chapman to have second reading of ordinance 1-2018.
Ordinance 1-2018, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2 for the second Midlake project, $21,834.
Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, is this the last
one? Maybe that's why I said engineer.
I do not believe this is the last one, of course. What he's working on right now is
It's the, it's called the FCR, Final Construction Record. I did get an email last week saying that he just about got the FCR wrapped up. He can't finish it and submit it until the contractor comes back this spring. We make sure that he's fulfilled, make sure all the sod is still alive. If it's not alive, they'll have to replace it. You gotta sign off on some of those bonded items in the spring. And then that'll wrap it up. I mean, the project's complete, we just gotta make sure that some of these things that they did late in the season are still alive and make it through to the spring. Then he can submit the FCR. So I don't anticipate us going over the original not to exceed.
If you remember, that was done last year, it's just that now we're in the year, it's going to be through.
Question?
Kelly Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marvellan?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 1218 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 1218.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall for third and final reading of ordinance 1218.
Ordinance 1218, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2 from edit for second and move that from $21,844.
Discussion?
Question?
Kelly Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marvellan?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 1218 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 2218, additional appropriation for ADA compliance, $256,207, as well as comprehensive plan of $22,927. First reading was February 12th.
We had a public hearing prior to this meeting on ordinance 2218. I make a motion for second reading.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall for second reading of ordinance 2218.
Ordinance 2218, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, ADA fund for ADA compliance, $256,207, and can edit their comprehensive plan for the edit program, $22,927.
Discussion?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marvellan?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Kelly Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And second reading, ordinance 2218 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 2218.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall for third and final reading of ordinance 2218.
Ordinance 2218, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, $256,207 and $22,927, section 1 and 2.
Discussion?
Questions?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marvellan?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Kelly Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 2218, passing by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 3218, additional appropriation for the Pantheon Theater Preservation Grant, $27,000. First reading was February 12th.
We had a public hearing prior to this meeting on ordinance 3218. Make motion for second reading.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall for second reading of ordinance 3218.
Ordinance 3218, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2 from edit the Pantheon Theater Preservation, $27,000.
Discussion?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marvellan?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Kelly Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 3218 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion for third and final reading on ordinance 3218.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall for third and final reading of ordinance 3218.
Ordinance 3218, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, $27,000 for Pantheon Theater Preservation.
Discussion?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marvellan?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Kelly Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 3, 2018, passes by a vote of 7 to 0. Move on to new business, resolution 9, 2018. But it's 9/2018, transferring $100,000 of Edit Stellar Grant appropriation to Edit Grassland Foundation appropriation.
Motion to approve resolution 9/2018.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal to read and approve resolution 9/2018.
Resolution 9/2018, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds in one section from Edit Fund Stellar Matching Grant to Grassland Donation, $100,000, which was previously appropriated in the Stellar Grant.
Discussion?
Dan Radaway?
Yes.
Sherman Rose?
I had to get the change because I turned the cord on the board.
Ken Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Mike Rowe?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
And then resolution 9/2018 passes by a vote of 6 to 0 with one abstention. Next is claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $191,469.51.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal to approve the claims in the amount of $191,469.51.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Radaway?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Ken Salters?
Yes.
Sherman Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. There's nothing under miscellaneous. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So move.
We are adjourned.
Penny and the council. Penny, Soil Conservation Bank with a March 5. I
forgot my thing again.
Well, you have to.